China's in the headlines once again today after Evergrande halted trading and said it was going to be doing some kind of transaction. Did not reveal what, but there were some reports that it was potentially selling a stake in its property unit. This is just the latest example of some recent increased attention, of course, on China. But a lot of the attention recently has been on regulation. Andy Serwer wrote about all of the attention on the country this weekend in his column. And he, our editor-in-chief, is here with us now. Andy, you've been watching China a long time and have really been focused on it. But, it does feel like the tone maybe is shifting here. What has been really catching your attention?
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack, Julie. Yeah. First of all, when it comes to Evergrande, one thing to remember there is that, now China is big enough so that a company like this can cause systemic financial risk throughout the global financial markets. And that's something that's new, but there's a lot new here going on with China. If you think about it, just a few years ago, we were mostly concerned about Xi Jinping and China being sort of an adversary of Donald Trump and the trade war that was taking place there, and the fact that China was violating intellectual property laws and wasn't playing fair when it came to trade. So that was sort of, very 2 or 3 years ago. But now when you consider China, I think you have to really look at things very differently. And you touched upon that regulation point there's Xi Jinping, with regard to the big tech names there like Alibaba and Tencent, et cetera. And I think the big picture is that right now Xi Jinping is trying to reshape the entire Chinese economy. He really is trying to, and this is a phrase we don't like in the United States, but it's true, redistribute the wealth. And the tech companies have gotten too big and too powerful. So too have other companies in that country. And he's really trying to clamp down on the corruption, the billionaires, and make sure that the country doesn't become as bifurcated as he sees what's happened in the United States. And that has huge, huge implications. And this is a guy who's going to be running this country more than likely well after Joe Biden is no longer president, even if he is elected to another term.
Andy, you recently spoke with Michael Dell. What did he tell you about China?
Well, he was saying, Brian, that the relationship between the two countries when it comes to the tech space is very frosty. That was his phrase, frosty. And maybe that doesn't come as a huge surprise, but then he went on to talk about how the United States has really fallen behind and we've allowed tech industries, components of the tech industry to become, as again, his phrase, hollowed out. He pointed particularly to the semiconductor business. And we're finally starting to realize that we need an industrial policy in this country. I mean, China has used industrial policy writ large to bolster industries, most importantly in the tech sector. And we just don't have the fortitude, political or economic system or wherewithal to do that. But now we're really talking about doing that, about government aid for infrastructure and even in the semiconductor business. And we're going to need to do that, or at least understand that we're not going to do that as we compete with China. It's okay not to do that. But if we don't do that, we need to understand their implications.
Andy, I was reading your newsletter over the weekend, and you mentioned comments by Gordon Chang, a longtime China follower. Frankly, they were a little disturbing.
Yeah, Gordon Chang has been at this for a long time, Brian. He is a noted China hawk. And I think it's important to make note of the fact that his book, The Coming Collapse of China, was written in 2001. So, it hasn't quite happened yet. It may still happen. I mean, that's the whole point here. A lot of people like the Jim Chanoses of the world have been talking about the fact that the real estate market in China is a bubble. And of course, that's what Evergrande reflects. So, there is weakness underlying the political and economic system there. But, Gordon Chang was talking about how they seek to overthrow our government, that they spread coronavirus intentionally, and some things like that, that frankly I find over the top.
Yes, indeed. But as you say, he's been banging that drum for a long time. So we'll see if eventually he's right. But certainly, I think it is indisputable that we've got to watch what's going on the regulatory front over in China. That's not too controversial. Andy, thanks so much. Good to see you.